you know, classic addictive thinking.
Right. It's how quickly can you lower your standards?
Exactly.
I'll never drink in the daytime. Oh, well, then I did drink in the daytime. So then I'll say, okay, I'll never drink and drive. Well, then I did that too.
Yes, and I'll, you know, only 2 miles or only on Tuesdays. I don't know. I mean, we build these rationalizations because that's easier than dealing with the obsession itself.
And as it turns out, though, once you remove the booze, the obsession loses some of its fuel.
It does.
Like, we
Thank
thought,
God.
We think that we're drinking to help with anxiety, and then you remove the booze and you're less anxious. It's like, wait a minute. That is so counterintuitive that it's it's really hard to convince people who are still drinking that sobriety is better.
It would have been impossible to convince me that the anxiety would get better without alcohol. Absolutely impossible to convince me of that while I was drinking.
Right.
And, you know, and it took a couple of months. I mean, that's where the instant gratification takes too long is does us a disservice because
right.
I couldn't wait to find out if that was going to get better.
Right. Because everybody tells me it'll be better.
To wait.
Right. Everyone tells me it'll be better, but I can't wait to see if that's true.
That's going to take too long. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's not, you don't understand how bad I feel right now. And,
right.
you know, that's why treatment was so key for me. I mean, I had to be put in a place where that could be shown to me.
And now
But
for people who are listening who think, okay, she went to treatment, which means her problem was bad. I only drink 3 glasses of wine a night, so my problem's not bad. What do you do with the sort of comparing bottoms?
Well, my answer to that is always, it's not how much you drink or how often you drink, it's what it does to you.